Salat al-Ihtiyat means a precautionary prayer. It is performed as a precaution just in case you miss the rak'ah in prayer. So for example, in a 4-rak'ah prayer, you had a doubt after the second sajda in the second rak'ah as to whether this is my 3rd or 4th rak'ah. You assume it is your 4th and then complete the prayer. Now immediately, without turning away from the qibla or doing anything that makes your prayer void, we perform Salat al-Ihtiyat just in case it was your 3rd rak'ah. You remain seated or you stand up depending on what is required. We make the intention for Salat al-Ihtiyat. For example, I am praying Salat al-Ihtiyat 1 or 2 rak'ah wajib qurbatan ilallah. Now perform Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar. Now recite Surah al-Fatiha in a whispered voice. There is no second surah or qunut in this prayer. Now do the ruku'ah. And now perform the 2 sajdas and finish the prayer with tashahud and the salam if you are praying 1 rak'ah. If you are performing 2 rak'ahs, stand back up or sit back up after the first rak'ah and recite Surah al-Fatiha and ruku'ah and then the 2 sajdas again and finish the prayer with tashahud and the salam. Note, if the ihtiyat prayer is neglected, or you did something that invalidates your prayer before doing the ihtiyat prayer, you must repeat the original prayer. Some have said you must redo the ihtiyat prayer and redo the original prayer as well. Check this with your marja. Sahu means inattentively or carelessness. Sajdatayna sahu, the prostration of carelessness, is 2 prostrations that become wajib in the following conditions. 1. You forgot to say tashahud when it was meant to be said. 2. In a 4 rak'ah prayer after the second sajda, you doubt as to whether this is the 4th or 5th rak'ah, or you doubt whether this is the 4th or 6th rak'ah. You assume the lower number, which is the 4th rak'ah as mentioned in the previous lessons. Now perform sajdatayn as-sahu after the prayer. 3. You talk by mistake during your prayer. It's not wajib for you to do sajdatayn as-sahu if you coughed, but if you groan or sigh, then based on obligatory precaution, you must do sajdatayn as-sahu. 4. You added or left out something by mistake, which is not rukun. Rukun and ghayra rukun details were mentioned in previous videos. For example, you stood up by mistake and then sat back down. And 5. You said the salam in the wrong place by mistake. If you intentionally do not do sajdatayn as-sahu after the prayer, you would have committed a sin. But if you unintentionally forget sajdatayn as-sahu, then you must do it as soon as you remember. The method of sajdatayn as-sahu. Immediately do the qada of the action missed, if that's why you are doing sajdatayn as-sahu. For example, if you missed out on your tashahud, you do the tashahud as qada and then sajdatayn as-sahu. Now make the intention for sajdatayn as-sahu. For example, I am performing sajdatayn as-sahu for missing tashahud wajiban qurbatan ilallah. There is no takbir. Now go into sujood and say the following. Bismillahi wa billah. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then sit back up. Now go back into the sajda again, repeating the recitation from the first sajda. Sit back up. Recite the tashahud. Now say, Assalamu alaikum. And if preferred, you can add, Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.